Joining us on the line now from the States is Mandy Urenia, who was born in Coventry and has since travelled and hitchhiked through 59 countries. On her travels, she picked up a husband, a GI in the Air Force from New York, who was stationed in Tokyo. Together, they've lived all over the world, Germany, New Jersey, Spain and Guam, and are currently in New Mexico. Mandy's been a massage therapist for 22 years and has written her debut memoir, Touchy, Feely, Squeezy, Musings of a Masseuse. Welcome to the show, Mandy.
Hi, Hannah. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to chat with you. Thanks ever so much for getting up at silly o'clock in order to speak to us. We really appreciate it. So congratulations. You have a book out. How exciting.
I know. I can't believe it. This has been a lifelong dream to do, and it's suddenly out, and I'm holding my book, and I'm like, oh, wow, I wrote that.
Oh, great stuff. When did you decide to write it?
When we were living in Guam, and I really didn't have much to do. There weren't many jobs out there. And I just went to bed one night, and I just wrote one chapter. And I read it to my friends the next day, and they said, oh, this is brilliant. This is so funny. And so I wrote another one. And then I suddenly had a book. And then I got it edited. And I sent it to a publisher who I'd met at a writing conference. And they said, we love it. Boom, that's it.
Oh, great stuff. And nice to get such a positive reaction.
Yes, I was nervous because you get a million rejections before you usually get published.
Absolutely. So tell me about your epiphany. Chapter one, it talks about an epiphany in Thailand. Is that when it all happened?
Yeah, I was working in Japan and I had to renew my visa. So I went to Thailand and I was on a beach getting a massage, and it was about $10. And it was absolutely fantastic. And I felt like a new person afterwards. And I thought, that's it. This is what I want to do. And I was lying under a huge banyan tree. And this little Thai lady was massaging me. And that was all it took. So that was 22 years ago. And it set me off on this wonderful life as an international massage therapist, I guess.
Yeah. And there are lots of different types of massage. I mean, anyone who's been for a massage has seen, you know, you can get sports massages concentrating on particular areas if you've had an injury or something, Swedish massage, Thai massage, you know, the list goes on. Do you specialise in one particular area?
No, I do quite a few, actually. I do the Swedish, the deep tissue, hot stone, reflexology, pregnancy massage, shiatsu, a bit of Reiki, that's the energy massage, and a combination of all of them.
Wow, so there's a lot to learn then. You must have done a lot of training for this.
Yeah, so people think that you just go to school and 5 minutes later you become a massage therapist. Well, you go to school for about 6 months to a year, depending on the state. And then after that, you go and do different classes. So I did the reflexology, the hot stone, and they can take, you know, a week, a couple of weeks. But yeah, you do have to train individually for them.
And with regards to traveling around the world, have you, obviously you can take massage with you anywhere, can't you? So you must have been able to adapt wherever you've been.
Adapting is not the problem. The problem is building up your clientele every time your husband gets stationed somewhere else. So I had a great clientele in Rota, Spain, built it right up, was thriving, and then we got orders to Guam. And then it took me a while to build it up again. And then within a year, we had to move again to New Mexico. So that's the pain.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you start to build up a client base? Presumably you meet people and just, you know, word of mouth type thing.
Yeah, and you advertise where you can. And luckily the military community is pretty small and we all have our Facebook pages. The wives have their page and it's pretty good. So you put out there that you're a massage therapist and about five or six people say, oh, I want a book, I want a book. And then it's word of mouth and then you're rolling. But it does still take a while.
Yeah. So with regards to the different countries that you'd lived before you met your husband, I mentioned in the introduction, hitchhiked through 59 countries. That sounds impressive and scary.
Well, I hitchhiked through a few, not all 59. Some I did normal things like take a bus and a train. But I did hitchhike through Egypt, which was the stupidest thing I could possibly have done. And I was 19 years old, and I was with my friend who's also blonde. And we hitchhiked because we were broke. And we hitchhiked through the desert, through the Sinai Desert. And luckily, a very nice Arabic man picked us up. And he dropped us off where we wanted to get dropped off, and nothing happened. but I think we would have been safer taking a bus.
And did you feel unsafe at the time, or is it only when you look back you think, gosh, that was pretty silly?
No, completely unsafe at the time. Thinking, oh my God, what are we going to do? But there's nothing you can do because you're in the desert. There's no petrol stations, there's no 7-Elevens, there's nothing like that.
Yeah. So I have to ask you, one of the chapters in the book is inspired by Olivia Newton-John. What's that about?
Oh, wow. She's my idol. I absolutely love her. So I met her 3 times. I go to her concerts and her book signings, and she started to remember me now. And then one day we got talking about, I'd just been to Alaska to study oncology massage, and she's a cancer survivor herself. And so we just really got into talking about that. And she said, oh, we do that in my spa in Gaia in Australia. I said, yeah, I know. I really want to go to Gaia. And then she just inspired me to study more and more oncology massage and specialize in it. So I did, and then I reopened my practice, and I called it Grace and Gratitude, which is after her healing album. And then when I saw her the next time, I told her, I opened a massage practice specializing in cancer massage, and I named it after your song. And she wrote me a lovely letter and said she was so thrilled and proud of me. And, oh, that was just absolutely fantastic.
Oh, how wonderful. What a great story. Fantastic. And where was your center?
It was in Marlton, New Jersey, and it was open less than a year. And then my husband said, we're moving to Spain. I said, oh, my God, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, dear.
So, but then it turned out really, really well because I'd been massaging people who were fighting for their lives, obviously going through cancer. And then when I had to move to Spain, I reinvented myself and I did a Madonna, and I started massaging the troops. So I became known as masseuse to the troops. So I'd massage everyone from the wives to the active duty to the Navy SEALs, who I didn't realize I was massaging, but not until afterwards. And then drunken sailors as well. So I kind of ran the gamut.
Oh,
and
great.
Then veterans as well.
Yeah.
And some of them were amputees. And that's just an absolute honor to be a masseuse to the troops.
Wow. It's interesting looking at your book because there's lots of different things that people can get for it. There's lots of chapters which are very funny, some that we probably shouldn't even talk about on The Breakfast Show, and some
let's talk about chapter 7.
Let's not. People have to read the book. And then some that are obviously a lot more heartwarming and emotional, obviously that the massaging people with cancer, chapter 14, massaging mammaries for the cure. Great, great way of putting it. When you were writing the book, was it sort of more challenging writing the funny bits or the emotional bits?
I guess the emotional bits, really. And the last chapter is about my dad and how I massaged him when he was dying and he'd just given up. And all I could do really was communicate with my hands. And so I would massage his back and then I would give him reflexology, which is his favorite thing. So writing that chapter, oh gosh, it had me bawling.
Oh, I can imagine. Wow. So has it been quite...
It's not a sad book. It's not a sad book. It's hysterical. I mean, you will laugh your head off and pee your pants. and then other chapters, you'll cry. So it's a really heartwarming, completely comprehensive book about massage, not how to do it, just about my life as a massage therapist and how rewarding and absolutely wonderful it is, but then with a few challenges along the way. Chapter 7. Yes.
It's great because I haven't read all the book yet, but I'm looking forward to getting into it more. But what I kind of have got from the book is you really don't need to be interested in massage necessarily. You know, it's, as you say, it's not a how-to book for massage therapists. It's a really great journey of yours, traveling around the world, meeting lots of weird and wonderful people.
Yeah, exactly. And then I take you around the world on a massage table, and it's not only about my experiences with my clients and then when I taught in Philadelphia with my students, it's about me getting massages in places like Egypt, Thailand, Japan, France, Germany. So it's Bratislava. So it's all over the world and how culture dictates. So getting a massage in different countries is like drinking the fine wine and eating delicacies. I think it would be rude not to partake. So I get a massage everywhere I go, and they're very, very different.
Yeah, I can imagine. Are you quite critical, would you say, of others? Are you constantly thinking, oh no, why are they doing it like that?
Yes, I'm horrible. I'm really, really horrible. You don't want to massage me. But I had one massage and it was over $200 and it was in a 5-star hotel in where was it? Virgin Islands in the Caribbean. And I thought, oh, this is going to be gorgeous. It was so luxurious. And it was awful. This guy stuck his bony elbows in my back and I had a fit.
So you did say something?
I did. My inner brat came out and I'm embarrassed. Yeah.
No, good for you for saying something, especially when you're paying top dollar for something.
Yeah, but then the weirdest thing was that in Thailand, I had a massage in a Thai market, in one of those night markets, and they have the Thai boxing going on at the same time. So I was sitting watching the Thai boxing, drinking my Tsingtao Thai beer, and these little ladies come round and they give you massages, and then they suddenly crack your neck. And it's not what you're expecting at all. And then they put these hot towels on your face and your neck, and it's really luxurious. And it was $5. Wow. And it was absolutely wonderful.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Fascinating. Well, if people want to find out more, it's a great story. It's called Touchy Feely Squeezy Musings of a Masseuse. And it's by Mandy Urenya, who we've been chatting to today. Mandy, thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much, Hannah.